Hondo High School Band.
Good evening, Rio Hondo High School Marching Band. This is Josue Ortega, coming from Roma ISD. Here tonight to hear you guys adjudicating you in percussion.
Musical selections include The Doors, Light My Fire, and Quincy Jones, Soul.
All right, everyone looks locked in. Very professional from the front ensemble, as well from the battery in the back.
You may begin your performance for the La Feria ISD Marching Invitational.
All right, here we go. All right, good job. Good job in the front ensemble. So I would say in the front, starting off a little bit louder in the front ensemble, and then decrescendoing into that soloist. And bring down the volume a little bit on the hi-hat in the front. Contrabass as well. Just keep there. It's just there for time. Just there in time. All right, good job, battery coming in. So make sure rack people when we're listening back to the battery. So I would use a lighter stick on the rack player. Just playing the drums apart, just making sure it blends in with the ensemble. A little bit more shape coming from the battery, especially in the end of the phrases. Like right here, it could have been a good moment to do like a decrescendo. Bring out more of the accents. Yeah, so snares, make sure we're all matching the heights. So bring down those heights and the small little phrases. Awesome. So pretty cool moment here. I could use maybe a little bit of a lead into this moment right here where the band comes in. Maybe like a cymbal roll into it, bass drum hit into the beat one of this band moment. I know sometimes we as percussionists don't really follow, for the most part, what's written in the music. It's just there for a guide, but we can pretty much, you know, create our own nuance to the band moments. Yeah, so Franz, we're here right here when we come in. Lock in with each other, look in outside keyboard players. So right here, this is a moment where we have to look up. So rack players, make sure we're looking at the drum major for this moment. Especially he's trying to stay with the quartet and a soloist. More dynamic contrast here. Maybe we can do more shape. So more crescendos, decrescendos in the front ensemble keyboard players. I would suggest here maybe having one of the keyboard players, marimba players, move up an octave and keeping one in the bottom to have more of a more octave motion, if that makes sense. Again, I would suggest these moments where the band comes in, you gotta listen back for ensemble, listen back to the band, and then using maybe like a jazz drumstick for the right cymbal player. Cymbals sound travels very far away, so a very light touch could be a little bit better for this band. Yeah, so like these moments like this is where for ensemble you can like you can jam out, you can pulse a little bit into the groove when you're doing cymbal rolls, maybe like move your leg so that way you can feel the pulse coming from the back. Cymbal rolls, another thing, you got to make sure cymbal rolls are more spread, like move your mallets further out, move your mallets further out, and think about playing a rhythm rather than just moving your mallets. So I like to do like triplets, one lolly, two lolly, three lolly, four lolly, one. All right, good job. Good job, Ryuhando. It was a pleasure hearing you tonight. So what I would do is moments where there's like when the band comes in, more of a buildup, maybe involve more of the rack people doing either a cymbal roll, doing a gong roll, adding more cymbal stuff. Think about like moving some of the parts. There's a lot of unison rhythm, melodic lines coming from the front ensemble that I feel like they could, you can spread out the, I would say more of a, the octave. So maybe move one of them an octave higher, keep the other one where they're at. So that way it just sounds more involving, if that makes sense. So good job tonight, Ryuhando. Really enjoyed the performance. Hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your season.